Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. There's a rather famous poem about baseball. See if you recognize this. This is how it starts. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, but with one inning more to play. That's Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer. It's about a batter named Casey who steps up to the plate, but he's a little too confident. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing, and a smile lit Casey's face. And because he's overconfident, Casey strikes out, causing his team to lose. This famous poem was written in the 1880s, and then in the 1950s, it was turned into an opera.
He carved a bit of wood and shaped a leather ball, scattering bases here and there.
And the reason why we're talking about this, the poem Casey at the Bat, the opera based on it, The Mighty Casey, that's called, it's going to be performed here in Chattanooga. A local group called Artisti Affamati is performing it at Engel Stadium on April 24th and 26th. In this segment, I've got cast member Ted Long. Ted, welcome to Around It About.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So this opera about baseball, is this an actual opera, or is it more like musical theater, sing-along, kind of show tunes kind of thing?
I wouldn't really call it show tunes. It is an opera. You might consider it maybe an operetta, like Gilbert and Sullivan, maybe a little bit lighter.
Okay.
There is dialogue in it, spoken dialogue. It's not totally sung through, but the style of singing is very operatic.
And the poem that it's based on is a pretty short poem. I mean, it's just basically the guy gets up, strikes out, the end. How do you stretch that out into a whole performance?
The show is in three different parts. The first part, William Schumann is the composer of this, and his librettist created some characterizations. And so the first part is introducing the team of the Mudville Nine, the different players of it. Some other little characters like Casey's girlfriend and a little kid that's a big fan. The second part of it is the game itself. There'll be narration, and then the chorus sings choral pieces that are the actual text from the poem. The third part is just kind of like a little epilogue of Casey after he's
angered everyone in the stadium.
Pretty much, yeah.
Who do you play in it?
I play a character called the Watchman. He's kind of an older guy, played baseball when he was younger. He kind of takes care of the stadium, paints the lines on the field and such.
And this is being performed at Engel Stadium. What kind of experience are the crowds going to have? Are y'all going to be wearing baseball uniforms, really try to make it an authentic baseball experience?
As Artisti Affamati, we try to make opera as accessible as possible. That's one of our goals. Most of the time when somebody says something about opera, the first thing that pops in your brain is tuxedo and evening gown.
Yeah.
We want it to be as accessible as possible. We're doing this in a baseball stadium. It's outside. There's a lot of pollen. I wouldn't suggest dressing up. You might even want to bring blankets to put over the seats. But it's a very casual atmosphere. The cast themselves are in more modern dress. We will have extras on the field that are reenacting the game, and they will be in some sort of uniform.
Are you going to actually have like a symphony there doing instruments, or is it going to be pre-recorded music?
We do have an orchestra.
Oh, wow.
It's not a large orchestra. This doesn't really call for a large one, but we do have about a 10-piece orchestra, I think.
And what about the famous baseball organ sound? Is somebody going to be doing the actual baseball organ?
Buddy Shirk will be there playing the organ. He'll be playing a few things to start us off.
And your group, as you were saying, you kind of do opera in non-traditional places. You're one of the newer opera groups in Chattanooga. What are some of the other performances you've done here?
Our first one was last year, Shanae was the Robin Woman. It's kind of an unknown opera. It hasn't been performed since 1926, I believe, until we did it. The Met did it for like three seasons, I think, and it was done in Chicago. But we did that one at Ross's Landing in April last year. And then in November, we did we called it Opera in the Dark, and we used the old Four Squares Theater. And we did four short one-act operas.
And the Mighty Casey at Engel Stadium, that's the 24th and the 26th. For hardcore baseball fans, like my wife, who has said with absolute seriousness she wants her ashes spread on Turner Field when she dies, I can really see how this would appeal to them. What about people who are just more theater fans, not so much baseball fans? What will this have for them?
There's a little bit of everything. It's not just singing. There is acting. There's quite a bit of speaking, actually. we do try to act out as much as we can in the space that we have. I mean, we are kind of limited as we are performing this in front of the conference room, the glass thing. So we have that, but then there's the action happening on the field as well. So there's a theatrical aspect to it. But then opera itself is kind of the epitome of live theater. So.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting show for people. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like this before, really.
I don't know that it's ever been done at a baseball stadium before.
Is there anything you might want to perform, like an excerpt of it?
I can do a bit. There's a particular number that I sing. There's a kid named Charlie.
Okay.
Who's being performed by Jack DeRoy. He's a little super talented, scene-stealing, super cute kid. He is carrying around a book entitled Famous Men of Baseball, and he wants Casey to sign it. And I kind of have a bit of dialogue with him, and then I sing this kind of the history of where baseball supposedly started, where in 1953, where they believe it got its roots in Centerville. And then after I sing just a bit of this, then it goes into the introduction of the entire Mudville Nine team. But
in 1839, in peaceful Cooperstown, a man named Abner Doubleday said things were quieting down. The chorus actually sings here. He carved a bit of wood and shaped a leather ball, scattering bases here and there as he stood bellowing the call. I want some volunteers, but everyone a man with courage and with fortitude to try this original plan.
And it's a short little thing.
That is so cool. I'm really looking forward to this. 24th and the 26th. Mm-hmm. How can people get tickets? How can people get more information on the exact times?
The easiest thing would be to go to artistiaffamati.com, which no one can say or spell. but it's ARTISTI and then AFFAMATI. It's Italian for starving artist. We sell the tickets there. We also have a PayPal thing going. If anybody wants to donate to help get us going there financially. But you can get tickets there, but you'll also be able to get them at the gate.
Okay.
And we will have, there's also going to be a couple of guys from the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga doing Who's on First.
Oh, that famous cool routine, yeah.
And then there will be, we will have concessions. You can't have a ball game without concessions.
Yeah. You know? Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you.